Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I hear it.
Call me Little Bo Beef, I'm out here shining. For the lost sheep, I'm out here grinding. I ain't talk to cheese, I'm out here mining. Looking for diamonds, kingdom business, I'm mining. Trying to wake you up from the lullaby rhyming. Devil can't touch this heat, pantomime. He is a liar, so said the lion, Judah. Shelter in my protector, running to him, be faster than a puma. Holy is a wave, repping the ancient of days. Christ is a big girl, hold up.
There we go.
Go for it, bro.
Hey, shalom, 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 man. Oh, man. How y'all doing today, man? The Shabbos good hearing your voice and the bar.
Another Friday night.
Yeah, another Friday night, man. Another one going to go in, man, and honor the Sabbath day, start of sundown. You know what I'm saying? We always say, like, say, remember the Sabbath day, keep it holy. So that's what we're going to try to start it out doing, man. Start it out by being in the book and going and trying to find something that we can keep working to enlighten, you know what I'm saying, enlighten our people, and then also get our minds started, you know, in the book for all the people that was at work all week and maybe they didn't get to open up the Bible, you know, that's what we want to do. It shouldn't be that way, right? It should be as much as you can be in the book, you're supposed to be there, you know what I'm saying? As much as you can be on the show, you can be in the show, and there's too many places where brothers can go come to be, brothers and sisters can learn from. You know, they could be, if it's being on the YouTube shows with Kazaki and them in Virginia or with the war and them, you know what I'm saying, on their YouTube shows, or being on Blog Talk that goes 7 days a week up, really. 7 days, you know, always there. And then from classes that are going on in the different states, you know, we should be now, there should be no reason why we're not in the book and we're not communing with each other, gathering together and doing those things, man. The scripture I wanted to read. Another scripture says that we're supposed to. I think this is about encourage or to encourage.
Exhort one another.
Yes, that's it. There he is. We're supposed to. Where's that at? I'm turning my computer on. There we go. We got the bar back up in Dallas, huh?
Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13.
Let's read that. Let's go there real quick, man.
Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13. I'm in the book of Hebrews chapter 3, and verse 13, and it says, but exhort one another daily while it is called today.
Right.
Lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin.
And that's what ends up happening to us. We end up getting more and more negative and get our minds to more negative because we've allowed that to set in. We let the negative around us to set in our minds. So I'm supposed to daily be exhorting, being exhorted and being have the opportunity to exhort someone so that the hardness don't stick in my mind. I just don't get caught up in the routine, you know? I'm caught up in the routine. You can tell the people who definitely are caught up in that because they're not in the book enough, and they have the hardest time trying to fight off the negative that's in their mind, but they don't realize the fact that their lack of being in class, their lack of being in that book is what allows that to keep building in your mind. Read on.
My bad. Let me go back to it.
I got it if you need to.
All right, go ahead.
So Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 14 reads, so we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end.
Hold up, if we hold what?
Our confidence.
Let me get there real quick. So was Hebrews?
Hebrews chapter 3. He just read verse 14.
Hebrews. Let me get there. That sounded good. Hebrews chapter 3. Okay, read it again. Read 13 again.
Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 13.
Start at verse 12. Start at verse 12.
Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 12 reads, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil mind or heart of unbelief.
So read that one more time. Read it one more time. That it's just strong.
Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil mind or heart of unbelief.
So you have to be, you are, we're supposed to be paying attention to, we're supposed to be paying attention to it. It's almost like paying attention to yourself or paying attention to the Bible or being in class enough so that I'm not allowing my evil heart of unbelief that be in me. Lest that be in any of you an evil heart or evil mind, like the bar brought out, of unbelief. That means when my attendance in class has slowed down to a crawl, right, Michelle? Or a brother that pop on the show, and you see the number pop up about 10 minutes, then all of a sudden they go off.
Yeah, come on.
You know what crept up in that man? That evil mind of unbelief. I don't even listen to that. Man, he ain't talking to me. Oh, he going over a basic class, man. That's not what I need. Oh, wait, I'm talking to on Machado's classes. He going into that fire and brimstone. That ain't what I need. What's crept in? That evil mind of unbelief. All that's happened to me is I stopped believing in the Bible. I stopped believing in the Most High. It says, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living power. Read on, 13 now.
But exhort one another daily. While it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin.
Because that all that negative that you're around is causing the unbelief. All the things you're giving your mind to, it'll be your music, your choice of people that you talk to, the social media scrolls that you scroll through, the movies you're watching. It could be just that my routine, my work routine has hardened my mind. It's keeping me away from daily exhorting, daily being exhorted. I'm not around anybody but somebody say, brother, you going to class? Are you about to get on the show? I guarantee, Mishaba, I'm not going to say your, it's the call list, right? That when you send out your blast, you send out the invites to class.
Mm-hmm.
As many invites I sent out, the numbers should be there because that was me exhorting you daily. Hey, come to class and get in that book and work on your spirit.
Kind of. Gabar, I don't know how many Gabar are sending out. I know some people get two or three
right
messages from either me or him. Like, there's definitely a bombardment. Kind
of. That's the exhortment. I'm exhorting you. Hey, what you trying to do? Mm-hmm. I'm daily trying to exhort. So I like the fact that the scriptures tell us what we're supposed to be doing. But you can tell that my heart has gotten hardened because I don't believe that I need it. And then the worst thing is that, you know, the worst thing that I see men do is at the worst point, or that person at his worst point, you know what they do? They call for counsel.
Yeah.
You call for counsel now, but the whole week, the whole month, you know what I'm saying? The whole 2 or 3 months when it was daily going on, that was when you were supposed to call in. Let me listen to the Bible now. You know, I'm going to say this to you, Shalom. You know, if I never thanked you, I had to thank you for the Blog Talk classes in Albuquerque, right? What I mean by that is, when class is going on in the daytime in Albuquerque, before we would go to the fair or whatever it may be, even when at my lowest point, you know what I'm saying, the class is going on and to go and sit in that class and be like, done.
Okay.
You know, because I was one of those strong believers in I didn't need to listen to Blog Talk. You know what I'm saying? Or a brother,
right.
It'll be a YouTube show will come on. And the brother Aria is up in Virginia.
Okay.
Aria, he's another blaster, bro. Aria blasts everybody. If you're a friend of Aria, you getting the invite to class. You know what I'm saying?
Right, you notification. Yeah, come on.
I always get them, bro. But, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the brother, man. But what will get me is when you click on the show and you say, you know what? Oh, they going over basic, man. Who up there teaching? Oh, that's a young brother, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't need to listen. But once I like, that is, yo, that's that deceitfulness of sin setting in. That's when that shit is setting in.
Okay.
And then you think your answer is, well, I'm going to call a ranking brother for some counsel. You're like, what can he do? He got to try to sit and listen. And you know them conversations? You listen to the conversations, the counsel the brothers call you with? And you be like, brother, I don't know where all this is coming from. I don't know where this is coming from. I'm in the blackout. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I was like, I don't know where. You're like, I don't know where this is coming from. And this man's mind is all over the place. But a lot of that could have been remedied if he was in class, if he just took the exhortation, right? If I just let someone, I just follow someone's advice when they sent the blast out and just pushed the button, called in, got in my car and drove to class. That's when I stopped that deceitfulness of sin to harden, to sip in and just, I'm stubbornly stuck in me. Read verse 14.
It's coming up, bro. Take it a little bit, but. Right there. Come on.
Hebrews chapter 3, verse 14 says, for we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast until the end.
So he said you had to hold the beginning of your confidence. Your confidence started by going to class. Your confidence started with them breakdowns and them basic classes. That's where your confidence, that was the beginning of your confidence. When somebody said, hey, man, you're a Jew. Christ is black and we the Jews. And you started out with that short, those little short haircut that you had. And you started letting the sides grow out. And you just learned that you were supposed to cut your hair. But you got the stubble in your beard. You have a little shadow because you just learned that you ain't supposed to shave your beard. That was the beginning of your confidence. You started coming to class. You were supposed to hold the beginning of your confidence steadfast until the end. So if I started in class, guess where I'm supposed to still be?
In class.
Till the end. If I started in the book, that's where I'm supposed to be until the end. Read on. Verse 15.
Somebody there?
Yes, I'm here.
Are you ready? You got 15?
Yeah, I got 15.
Right.
Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 15 reads, while it is said today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your minds or hearts as in the provocation.
But that's the problem. We are not today, I'm not here to hear his voice. Today, something else was more important than hearing his voice. day, something was more important than hearing his voice. All week, something has been more important than hearing his voice. But that is not that you began with. Read on.
Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 16 reads, "For some, when they had heard, did provoke. Howbeit not all that came out of Egypt by Moses."
Hey, your voice got real low out.
Yeah, he disappeared on us.
I'm sorry. Let me read it again. Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 16 reads, "For some."
Wait, I'm sorry. 15 was all I needed. 15 was what we needed, right?
Oh, okay. Fine.
Yeah, 15 is what we got. I was good with 15.
Okay.
So, there is a heavy rebellion or pride. There's a heavy spirit of pride when the only person I'm listening to myself. Listen to me, and I'm right, and you know that's all this is pride. If attendance is low, pride is high. That's just what this is. You sugarcoat and try to get deep spiritual and but this is going on. If attendance is low, is high. Because the only person that you're listening to is you. These are the things that have to be broken. The scripture says the sacrifice of the Most High broke a spirit.
Psalm
broke
51.
A contrite heart.
I believe that's Psalms 51, 16.
51. Con, that's exactly. But you look at it out, contrite is a feeling of remorse. Every time I miss class, I don't feel bad. Contrite is a feeling of remorse or that's affected by guilt. But when I miss class, I don't feel bad. But there was a time, it used to be like that. And where you been, you know what I'm saying? Where you been, brother? That's all the brother had to say, that look in those words just to cut right through your heart. I'm going through this, and then you know what? You got hit enough. He was back in class. Now, I don't feel bad about missing. I come right up in your face and talking and the whole nine. And I'm this whole time the most I've been looking at this like, where you at? This is, go to Proverbs chapter 1 and start at verse 22. We're going to get into it a little bit. Proverbs 1 and 22. Let's go there real fast.
Con, Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 22 reads, "How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity?"
If I'm in the world and I keep myself out here, I'm on my job. I am trying to find a friend. I'm on video games, man, or I'm just watching movies every day, trying to find something to escape to fix my problem. For something to be simple, it's insignificant. If I have to look at it and say, well, how long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? Will you love things that are insignificant? They have no value to anything. Read.
Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 22. How long, you simple ones,
Let me do this real quick. Right about it. So do me a favor real quick. I'm not going to take over. Real quick, Gabar. Read verse 22 again from the King James Version.
chapter 1 and verse 22 reads, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity?
All right, and that's go ahead.
And the scorners delight in their scorning.
I just want just 22, right? Just 22?
Just 22, yes, sir.
Okay.
And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge.
Cool. So that's the King James Version, right?
Right.
Now, this here is the Common English Version Bible. This is the Bible, the Common English Version Bible. And it says, how much longer will you enjoy being stupid fools? Won't you ever stop sneering and laughing at knowledge? Just get another version, you know.
Yeah.
So just get too many V's and thous.
let's get it to the common man. Can we put it in common words? Read that one more time.
Common English Version. How much longer will you enjoy being stupid fools? Won't you ever stop sneering and laughing at knowledge? So just to help make it fluffy.
Right. You look for counsel, and I like what you're pointing out. You look for us. You come to get counsel. You won't go to class so that you can get worked on. You know what I'm saying? Like, the most I know how you do it. Because everybody that's been in there, man, in clean out class, you get cut. And you swear that whoever was teaching was talking about you, or the brothers had a conversation about you. That's why when you came into class, they were going over what they were going over. And, you know, that's just fucked up because, you know, why these brothers are talking about me? You know what I'm saying? And the most, and they had never, they didn't even know you was coming to class. It wasn't like the memo came out. If the mass text went out, Masaba, or the Rocket, others, so-and-so is going to be coming to class today. And this day problem. So when you go to class tonight, go in and really talk about this person. I have never got one of those texts.
Okay.
The class just started. The spirit went, and what was said, What we talked about was what we were just talking about. But if it cut, that's what it was supposed to do.
This is the Douay-Rheims Bible. This is a Douay-Rheims Bible version. Same verse. It says, "O children, how long will you love childishness and fools, and fools covet those things which are hurtful to themselves, and the unwise hate knowledge."
He said they covet the things that hurt themselves. That's that.
And the unwise hate knowledge. Yeah. How long, children? How long will you love childishness and fools covet those things which are hurtful to themselves?
And so he's asking, how long are you gonna keep playing video games? How long are you gonna keep running from your problems? How long are you going to keep trying to cover their ears? And if I make enough noise, you know what I'm saying? I can't hear. If I can't hear it, it ain't real. But most of them, how long? How long are you going to stay in this condition? Who's that? Go ahead.
Go ahead, Gabar. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23 now.
Con.
I just want to bring up verse 22.
Con.
So turn, Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 23 reads, "Turn you at my reproof."
Wait, so there's two ways that you're going to change. You're going to either be corrected because somebody sat you down, or you sat down and you allowed someone to open the Bible and correct you. Or you gonna let the Most High is gonna break you off. But every time we get into council now, that's what's happening.
Goodness. This is the Bible in basic English. I've never seen this before. So this is the Bible in basic English version for that same verse. Read the verse again, Gabar. This is verse 23.
Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 23, read.
And we can, your voice went down. Your voice went down again.
Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 1.
Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23?
Yep. 1 and 23.
1 and 23 reads, turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you.
Here's the Bible in basic English. Be turned again by my sharp words. See? I will send the flow of my spirit on you and make my words clear to you.
I'm going to give you clear instruction. Come back to my sharp words.
It says, be turned again by my sharp words. See, I will send the flow of my spirit on you and make my words clear to you.
You look at it, the most I look at it, that's the reason why I don't want to come to class. I don't want to come to class because I don't know the most. I don't know right and wrong. I know what the scripture's going to do. The brother's going to tell me clearly what I need to do.
He goes to the common English version. The common English version of Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23. Listen as I correct you and tell you what I think.
Come on, man.
Now what the brother thinks, this is what the Most High thinks.
That's why I don't answer the blast when it goes out about class. Because you're going to tell me what the Most High thinks.
Here's the good news, Bible. Here's the good news, Bible. Listen when I reprimand you. I will give you good advice and share my knowledge with you.
Come on, man. In every version, no matter how we articulate our words, right? Because all you're doing is, I'm using all these books to articulate the fact that you still got to come to class and listen. You got to submit to the word. You have to, what are we at, 24? No.
Yeah, we just hit 23.
Right?
Yeah.
He said, turn you at my reproof. Come back to my sharp words. Listen. We can find every way to say you need to come back and listen so the Most I can pour his spirit on you. So I can make my words known to you. So I can speak what I think.
Not what the brother thinks, but what the Most High thinks.
That's why I'm loving it. I'm like, this right here would fix every problem. But you know it would fix every problem because that's the one thing that everybody's running from. Because if I sit in class, guess what I got to hear? What the Most High thinks. But you know what they believe, Zama? What people believe is that we manipulate the Bible. Like, I have the power to make this say what I want it to say.
Yeah?
That's what they think. So I'm not going to go to class because y'all be trying to twist it up to make me feel guilty about why I'm not in class. To make me feel like I'm going the wrong direction. See what I'm gonna do? I'm just gonna go to class. So what is the answer for that man who don't want to go to class, who don't want to see here what the Most High think, who don't want to see it clearly? Read 24.
Time. Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 24 reads, because I have called and ye refused. I have stretched out mine hand or my hand and no man regarded.
Who called and you refused?
The Most High.
The Most High. Who stretched out his hand and you didn't regard that he was stretching out his hand?
Here's the Bible in basic English.
Yes,
because right. Bible in basic English. Because your ears were shut to my voice.
Wow.
No one gave attention to my outstretched hand. Let's see here. That's the Bible in basic English. Let me see here.
The good news. What's the good news? The good news. What was it?
Yeah, I'm going down. Oh, here goes the common English version. The common English version. You completely ignored me and refused to listen.
Wow.
That's the common English Bible.
That sounds like a brother breakdown, don't it?
Bruh?
He said, because you completely ignored me and go ahead, read it.
Here goes the good news Bible. The good news Bible. I've been calling you, inviting you to come, but you would not listen. You paid no attention to me. This is the opinion of the Most High.
Come. It don't matter what version, that's been the issue. I've been calling. Everybody hear that little voice? The class up.
I ain't been to school in a while, bud.
Then it'd be like, brother, it's like them old cartoons we used to watch with the angel on one shoulder and the devil on the other.
Yep.
Like Jamie Foxx talking about your conscience. It's your conscious speaking.
Well, like, conscience.
You like go to class and the other side, like, man, you don't need that. Because these brothers be on some negative anyway, man. When all this stuff is going on. And I don't know if the truth is really over there. What? You already knew every time you was there before, it didn't make a difference who was on that podium, right? When my words came out, those were my words. I was calling, and you keep refusing. I can't come, y'all, because I got a job. My work schedule doesn't allow me to come. Because I called and you refused. I know the Spirit is telling me what I'm supposed to be doing, but I got to get this money. I got bills. I can't afford to be out here not working. I have called, but you refused.
You have completely ignored.
I'm going to act like I didn't hear, I didn't hear a word that you said. Because I have called and you just ignored me, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded and no one wanted to pay attention. If you wanted to act like you didn't see my, as a matter of fact, you slapped it away. Pop, you know, I'm trying to give you a high five. I was going to shake your hand. You slapped their hand. Read.
Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 25 read, but ye have set at naught all my counsel.
Stop right there, Michelle. Give me the other version. Because
finish the whole verse.
But ye have set at naught all my counsels. And with none of my reproof.
All right, here goes the Bible in basic English. You are not controlled by my guiding and would have nothing to do with my sharp words. I'm not going to be guided by the Most by these words. I'm not going to hear those sharp words.
But I don't believe he. Who are you talking to? Sharp words. Who are you talking to? I ain't no kid. I'm a grown-ass man, dog. I am a grown-ass man.
I know scriptures, too.
You're not going to just talk to me any way you feel you want to talk to me.
Here goes the Common English Version.
News. Yeah, give me.
But it goes the Common English Version. You rejected my advice and paid no attention when I warned you. That's the Common English Bible. Common English Version. Let me see here.
Good news.
The good news. The GNB, the good news. Here goes that good news. Everybody wants to know the good news. Here goes the good news. You have ignored all my advice and have not been willing to let me correct you.
Wow. Man, we might have to add that good news to the... Everybody want to hear the good news, man. Everybody wants the good news. But that's the problem. Most of them look and said, okay, you don't want my counsel. You don't want my advice. You're not heeding my warnings. So what happens? Verse 26, Gabar.
Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 26 reads, I also will laugh at your calamity.
Hold on. What's going to happen?
I also will laugh at your calamity.
For laughter to be at calamity, that means you are going to have calamity. And I'm going to laugh at it. So when all of a sudden I'm fired off the job, or this happens, or something goes on, or that person leaves, he said, you're going to have calamities. And I'm going to laugh at it. But, Machado, that's us jinxing. And you know what? See, we jinxed it.
Well, let's get this jinxing in from the Bible Basic English. The Bible Basic English says, so, in the day of your trouble, I will be laughing. I will make sport of your fear.
I'll make it sport?
Of your fear, Con.
I'm going to play with you now. Now I'm going to play with you.
Here goes the Beeren Study Bible. This is from the Study Bible.
Okay.
There's a couple good ones here. The Beeren Study Bible says, in turn, I will mock your calamity. I will sneer when terror strikes you. That's the Beeren Study Bible. Here goes the Brenton Study Bible. It says, therefore, I also will laugh at your destruction, and I will rejoice. I rejoice against you when ruin comes upon you.
Damn. The most, like, I'm, it's like most, like, you wanted me to fail. You know, like that person, like, damn, you never believe. You wanted me to fail. You just can't wait till I fail. And the most, I'm like, yeah, with a little smirk. That person had a little smirk. Yeah, I am waiting for you to fail.
And you know what? I but it's not that he's waiting. The most I've been put the voice out there. He's been putting out there what the right way is and trying to guide, trying to correct. They're sharp words. They cut. But they're giving his opinion, giving his guidance. But we ignore it. Nope. Yeah. La 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 la. I'm not hearing that. That's stupid. That's dumb. That's foolish. That brother don't really understand my spirit. That young brother, see, he's young. He really understands how the spirit really works, or how the spirit works with me. So you know what? I can't really listen to his class. If it's YouTube, whatever it might be, I really can't deal with that because the spirit don't work that way. I've been in the truth for 30-something years. What this 5-year-old brother in the truth gonna tell me?
Right.
He ain't gonna tell me a damn thing. Yep. I gotta tell him.
Yep.
But here's what the Good News Bible says. Here's what the Good News Bible says. So when you get into trouble, I will laugh at you. I will make fun of you when terror strikes.
That's when everybody be like, oh, so y'all up there clowning. Y'all think it's funny.
That ain't the Most High.
You're
too sarcastic.
So that's not the Most High. And the Most High, yes, it is, because you wouldn't listen anyway. When I was trying to warn you, you didn't listen. You want your kid to get burned by some grease, some hot grease? So that parent been yelling, get away from the stove. Get out the kitchen. Stop running in here. All of a sudden, that they ran in there, man. They hit the handle, got their ass lit up, that hot grease. Or that electric socket, right? That favorite little white electric socket. And I watch everybody put the, I watch everybody put the little plug in there. So I decided, man, I just want to see what, I want to put it in the plug too. And that parent popped the living mess out of that hand. That strong warning. And then wait, everybody sleep and go back in there and mess with it again. And the light flicker, you're like, oh, shit, what the hell? I let a nigga lay it down, his hair smoking. Because you didn't heed the warning. That's Israel, it's the same thing in the spirit. We don't heed no warnings. We think that we really, truly believe that when I'm told something that is personal coming from the person who's telling me, and the Father's watching the spirit that you're rolling in. But when it goes bad, we do, Messiah. You know, I do it. When things go bad, I counsel. When people call me, I'm telling y'all right now, when you call me for counsel, you know what I'm doing? I'm listening, but I'm playing solitaire. Everybody been to my house, doing card games. I'm listening, but I'm like, I don't have an answer. We're here now because you refused. You didn't want to listen. I was talking, but I was warning, but you wasn't listening. You might as well go and lick your wounds up, count that for loss, and now move on because you didn't listen. Verse 27.
Gabar?
Proverbs 1 and 27.
Your voice is distant.
Khan, is that better?
Much better.
Okay. Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 27 reads,
mm-hmm.
When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you.
That's too many V's and I's, man. Many big words.
Well, let's use the Bible in basic English then. Let's use the basic English Bible.
And then please get to the good news, please.
We're going to get there. We got several we're going to get into. So the Bible in basic English. When your fear comes on you like a storm and your trouble like a rushing wind, when pain and sorrow come on you, that's the Bible in basic English. Yeah. And Most I tell you that this is when he's going to start laughing. This is when he's going to have a good laugh with him and the angels. Here goes the Brenton Study Bible. Same verse, chapter 1, verse 27. The Brenton Study Bible says, yea, when dismay suddenly comes upon you, and your overthrow shall arise like a tempest, and when tribulation and distress shall come upon you, or when your ruin shall come upon you. All right? That's the Brenton Study Bible. Here goes the Bible. The Beeren Study Bible. The Beaver Still Bible says, when your dread comes like a storm and your destruction like a whirlwind, when distress and anguish overwhelm you. I know we all felt like I've been overwhelmed.
Yeah, overwhelmed, exactly.
Okay, the Common English Version. Or when trouble and distress surround you like a whirlwind, I will laugh and make fun. That's the Common English Version. The let's get to a good one. Where you at? Don't be wrong. Oh, good news.
Yes,
good news. When it comes on you like a storm, bringing fierce winds of trouble, and you're in pain and misery. This is when the Most High is going to be laughing.
28, tomorrow.
I'm gonna make fun of you.
Fine. Proverbs chapter 28 and verse 1 reads. Chapter 1 and verse 28 reads, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer.
That's too many these and thys. It's too many thys when they call upon me. It says, then shall they call upon me. See them shells? So we got to take shell out of that.
All right. Let's try this then. Read one more time, Gabar.
Proverbs 1 and 28. Read, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer.
All right. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 28 in the Bible in basic English. Then I will give no answer to their cries. Search for me early, they will not see me. You can't see me.
Yeah, man. So all that counsel, you counsel them, but the most of like it ain't going to change. It ain't going back.
Here goes the Brenton Study Bible. Here goes the Brenton Study Bible. For it shall be that when you call upon me, I will not hearken to you.
Mm-hmm.
Wicked men shall seek me, but shall not find me.
did we get the
like
good news?
Master Ace right there, ain't it? You can't find me. You can't find me.
Did we get the good news?
Can we get the Common English Version? The Common English Version.
Yeah.
You will ask for my help, but I won't listen.
Wow.
You will search, but you won't find me.
Wow.
That's the Common English Bible. And let's get to the good news. Let's get to the good news. Oh, my goodness. This is some good news right here. The good news Bible. Then you will call for wisdom, but I will not answer.
Wait. You will call for counsel?
The good news Bible. Then you will call for wisdom.
Oh.
But I will not answer.
Lord, what do you want me to do?
You may look for me everywhere, but you will not find me.
Gabar, read 29.
Time. Proverbs 1 and 29 reads, for that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Most High.
Can we start with the good news this time, man?
You want to say that?
I don't know why I like the good news. The good news, no, give me the Common English. I'm
going to go in the order that I got it. So this is the Bible in basic English. The Bible in basic English says, for they were haters of knowledge and did not give their hearts or their minds to the fear of the Lord. That's the Bible in basic English.
Oh, my God.
Here goes the Brenton Study Bible. The Brenton Study Bible. For they hated wisdom and did not choose the word of the Lord.
Wow. I chose everything but claps. Like we started out our conversation, right? I hated knowledge. I hated wisdom. And I didn't choose class. Choose the Bible. I don't want to hear what the scripture says. I don't want to hear what's important to the Father.
Here goes the Common English Version. The Common English Version. No, you would not learn, and you refuse to respect the Lord. And let's get the good news. Let's get the good news. This is the Good News Bible, Proverbs chapter 1, and what are we, verse 29? 28, which one are we in?
29.
All right, here goes the Good News Bible. It says, you have never had any use for knowledge. And have always refused to obey the Lord. Have a mercy.
The Bart, please go on and read where you at.
Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 30. Read. They would none of my counsel. They despised my reproof. All my reproof.
Read.
That's verse 30?
That was verse 30.
All right.
Please give it to us.
Here goes the Bible in basic English. They had no desire for my teaching. And my words of protest were as nothing to them.
Wow.
Let's see here. Jumping down. Where's the Common English? You need the Common English. Here's the Common English Version, the Common English Version. You rejected my advice and paid no attention when I warned you.
When I exhorted you, right? That's
the
story, right?
Yes, sir. Here goes the Good News Bible. Here goes the Bible. Let's hear some good news. Because everything's, you know, just so dreary. Good news. The Good News Bible. And I'm smiling, too. I'm laughing. This can't be that hard shit. The Good News Bible. You have never wanted my advice or paid any attention when I corrected you.
Read, Gabar.
Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 31. Reads, therefore shall they eat of their, let me read that again, therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices.
Now that sounds good, Michelle. But that, and what is that? What is that in common? Just in common English.
Let's go to the Common English then. All right, cool. The Common English Bible says, the Common English Version says, now you will eat the fruit of what you have done until you are stuffed full with your own schemes. Good God. Good God.
He said, so no counsel that we give is going to change the outcome.
Now you will eat the fruit of what you have done.
He said, go ahead, man. I'm sorry.
Until you are stuffed full with your own schemes.
You tired of your own scheming. You can't take no more of your schemes. I am not going anywhere. Now I got to eat. This is the payback, or not payback. This is the reward,
the end result
for my own way. So however things are coming out now, I got to eat that. The condition that I'm in now is what I have to eat.
Here goes the Good News Bible. Here goes the Good News Bible. So then you will get what you deserve.
Oh, come on.
And your own actions will make you sick.
You put yourself here. You don't want to listen to me, so you're where you're at because you're putting yourself there. Things are crumbling and falling. Because you're putting yourself there because you won't listen.
To the words of the Most High. That man.
God,
I'm not trying to listen to the words of the Most High.
Read 32, because I want to hear how. Read 32, Gabar.
Con. Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 32 reads, "For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them."
Come on, Osama.
The Bible in basic English, "For the turning back of the simple from teaching will be the cause of their death, and the peace of the foolish will be their destruction."
So when you think that, when you're looking at somebody in the world, and you are, and man, they prosper. They at peace. It ends up destroying you. He said the turning away of the simple. Give me the next one.
The Common English Version. The Common English Version. Sin and self-satisfaction bring destruction and death to stupid fools.
That's the Bible?
That's the Bible.
What's the good news?
Okay, here goes the good news. This is the good news, the good news. Okay, here's the good news. Inexperienced people die because they reject wisdom.
Wow.
Stupid people are destroyed by their own lack of concern.
Man. On their own lack of what?
Of concern.
Damn. All I care about is myself,
I don't give a
all I'm concerned with is myself. You know, that is a person that is, that person is destroyed. Read verse 33, Gabar.
Con, Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 33 reads, "But whosoever hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil."
The Bible in basic English. The Bible in basic English. "But whosoever gives ear to me will take his rest safely, living in peace without fear of evil." That's the Bible in basic English. The Beeren Study Bible says, "But whosoever listens to me will dwell in safety, secure from the fear of evil." Let's jump down to the CEV. The CEV, the Common English Version. "But if you listen to me, you will be safe and secure without fear of disaster." And the good news. "But whosoever listens to me will have security. He will be safe with no reason to be afraid."
Yeah, that's a pretty pure, positive scripture there, bro. That truly is the good news, right?
It's all good news.
It's all good news.
Hey, Gabar, I'm going to read this to you. I'm going to read this one, so this is Jeremiah 17, right? Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
It says, "The sin of Judah is written with an iron, with a pen of iron." It says, "And with the point of a diamond. It is graven upon the table of their heart and upon the horns of their altar. While their children remember their altar and their groves by the green trees upon the high hills." I'm reading this because it's almost sound like the negative that's in us, it's just in. Like, you try to follow your own heart, all you know is negative. All we are greed, selfishness, pride. We have the right answer. We do what we want to do. That shit is like written in our heart, written in our DNA. You know what I'm saying? To be out of order is damn near written in our DNA. It almost sounds like, I didn't know how you are. But if you're going to dwell safe, if you're going to make it, then you got to do what I tell you to do. You got to follow me. I've never understood why verse 5, where it says, therefore saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusted in man and maketh flesh his arm and whose heart departed from the Lord. Because in you, in your DNA, in your mind, it's only to sin. It's only to do it your way. It's to always to be contrary to the Father. That's why class is important. Because somebody keeps reminding me and keeps showing me how the things that I'm doing, if you do that, is contrary to the Father. This is the sin in you. This is the sin in you. I got to keep pointing out. Every day I'm reading and pointing out the sin that's in me, that's in my DNA, that's a part of my makeup. This is the way my mind works. Read
Kai.
Verse 6. Read verse 6 real quick, Gabor.
Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 6.
No, Jeremiah 16
Jeremiah
and 6.
Chapter 17 and verse 6.
Oh, Kai. Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 6 reads, for he shall be like the heat in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a soft land and not inhabited.
He said, you will not see when good comes. You will only keep getting the worst because you only keep getting the worst. You'll never see when good comes. You'll always be lacking. You'll always be needing. Jump up to verse 4.
Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 4 reads, and thou,
hey, you keep your voice,
keep
your voice.
Low, bro.
Okay. Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 4 reads, and thou, even thyself, shalt discontinue from thine heritage that I gave thee.
Read that again. Hold on, read that again.
Con, and thou, even thyself, shalt discontinue from thine heritage that I gave thee. And I will cause thee to serve thine enemies in the land which thou knowest not.
You know, I'm reading this like this because, you know, half the time we don't believe that I'm serving my enemy until all of a sudden this person becomes your enemy. Till they show their horns. You know, if he all down, damn, I thought like that relationship and you thought it was good, man. It was the scenario of the dog dying in the street. And then a brother called a woman out of her name, and all of a sudden she ain't that. I'm going to leave the brothers because she's not that. I don't want to get too graphic, but it was a situation where a brother didn't come to work because
right.
His old lady's dog got hit, and a brother didn't show no mercy and sympathy and was like telling him, brother, you need to be focused here, not on this bee. He went off.
Huh.
She's not that. Until she done pulled a knife, flipped out, every damn thing else, kicked you out the crib, took your kid. Now she's a bee.
Okay.
I'm using these scenarios because I'm like, man, you don't know you serving your enemy till they become your enemy. I'm telling you what you're doing. And thou, even thyself, shall discontinue from thy heritage that I gave thee. And I will cause thee to serve thine enemy in the land which thou knowest not. So here in America, when you think that the people around you got your back, most I'm trying to show you here, when you think they got your back, when you think that you are secure with these people, these will help you understand that because you didn't want to hearken to me, because you don't want to follow my voice, because you don't want to be in order with me, I'm going to cause you to serve your enemy in that land. For ye have kindled a fire in my anger, which shall burn forever. You have pissed the Father off because you don't listen. I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to warn you. You think that, okay, I'm laughing now. Because as you serve this enemy, as you invest, I'm going to show you what you're investing into. All of a sudden, it's the little comments, and then it's the, as soon as it goes bad, I am going to drop you like it was nothing. You are serving your enemy. And the Father, like, man, I brought him against you. You think I put you with somebody who was going to care and love for you? That's what I was doing. Read verse 5 again.
Con, Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 5 reads, thus saith the Most High, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Most High.
If you could tell it, like, my heart is departed because I stopped going to class. My attendance is less and less. The Most High is not on my mind. My conversation is less and less because the Most High is not on my mind. Honoring and serving him is not on my mind. I am departing from the Father. Verse 6.
Con, Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 6 reads, for he shall be like the heat in the desert and shall not see when good cometh.
You know, maybe we need the common on that scripture. You know what I'm saying?
All right, let me pull it up.
Some deserts and you know what I'm saying? Like,
what verse is this?
Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 6.
All right. Let's see here. The common English version says this. Let me get to it. The common English version says, they will dry up like a bush and, oh, shit. I'm sorry. The common English version, they will dry up like a bush in a salty desert soil where nothing can grow.
Wow.
And the good news. The good news says he is like a bush in the desert, which grows in the dry wasteland on salty ground where nothing else grows. Nothing good ever happens to him.
And he's the tumbleweed, like a tumbleweed.
I guess so. Since we're from Albuquerque, I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, we know about the tumbleweed, though.
Wild E. Coyote in the road, brother. Come on.
Come on, brother. You ain't got green. You got tumbleweed. Everybody from Albuquerque, you know what a tumbleweed is. You try to rake them things out your out, or the sticker bushes. They don't do nothing but bring you pain. The Father, like, this is what's coming to you. Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 7.
Con. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Most High and whose hope the Most High is.
Read.
Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 8 reads, for he shall be as a tree planted by the waters and out her roots by the river and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green and shall not be careful in the year of drought.
Damn, you get like, man, you're wasting water. You got, it's like the Most High said, you're going to have it to waste, man. If you trust me and you put your hope in me, you'll have it to waste. For one second now. Go to Leviticus. Let that go. I want you to go to Leviticus chapter 18 and verse 1. Right?
Sorry.
Leviticus 18 and 1, and you can read verse 1 down to verse 5, okay?
Okay. Leviticus chapter 18 and verse 1 reads, and the Most High spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, I am the Lord your power. After the doings of the land of Egypt, wherein ye dwelt, shall ye not do.
What?
Wait, wherein ye dwelt shall ye not do. So after the doings of the land of Egypt wherein ye dwelt shall ye not do.
So I'm not supposed to, we came out of Egypt, this is the land that we dwelt in, but we're not supposed to do what the Egyptians do.
Con.
The Bible in basic English.
You may not do
those things which were done in the land of Egypt where you were living. And you may not do those things which are done in the land of Canaan where I am taking you, or be guided in your behavior by their rules.
Wow. Hold up.
Jumping down to the CEB.
That's bad. So you can't. The place you came from, you can't do what they do. And the place you're going to, he told them that you can't do what they do.
You can't go by their rules.
You can't behave the way they want you to behave.
I guess that kind of throws out, when in Rome, do what the Romans do?
There you go.
I guess that kind of throws out. You got to obey.
America,
I have yet to find that scripture. that's the scripture, but it says you have to obey the laws of the land. I haven't
there
found that
go.
Scripture yet.
Yeah.
Here's the common English version. The common English version says, so don't follow the customs of Egypt where you used to live, or those of Canaan where I am bringing you to. And the good news. Do not follow the practices of the people of Egypt where you once lived, or of the people in the land of Canaan where I am now taking you.
So we're not supposed to be doing what everybody else is doing.
Come on.
Or walking after their rules, after not the rules, but walking after their customs. The things that
Their behavior.
Things that they view important are not what we're supposed to walk after.
Right. For these are the things that the Gentiles do seek.
Right. Read verse 4 now.
Come on.
Leviticus chapter 18 and verse 4 reads, "You shall do my judgments and treat my..."
Your voice.
Time. Leviticus chapter 18 and verse 4 reads, "Ye shall do my judgments and keep my ordinances."
So keep my customs, keep my ways. Do what I have always ordered you to do.
Huh.
The Bible, is that all that verse?
No.
So read the whole verse.
A little bit more. To walk therein, I am the Most High, your power.
Here goes the Bible in basic English for Leviticus chapter 18 and verse 4. Is that where you're at?
Yep. That's
all right, cool. So the Bible in basic English. "But you are to be guided by my decisions and keep my rules and be guided by them. I am the Lord, your God." That's the Bible in basic English.
But I love that. Guided by my decisions and keep my rules. And walk therein.
Here goes the common English version. "I am the Lord, your God, and you must obey my teachings."
Did you good news?
Here goes the good news, the GNB. "Obey my laws and do what I command. I am the Lord, your God." Ooh. The International Standard, I'm just going to, real quick, the International Standard Version. The International Standard Version says, "Obey my ordinances, and keep my statutes by living by them."
Wow.
"I am the Lord, your God." I'm sorry. One more. This is the Jubilee Bible. Everybody loves Jubilee. Here's the Jubilee Bible. "You shall comply with my rights and keep my statutes, walking in them. I am your God."
Okay. Read verse 5 now, 18 and 5.
Con, Leviticus chapter 18 and verse 5 reads, "You shall therefore keep my statutes."
You went low again.
"Ye shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in them. I am the Lord."
Give me the common. Just the common Bible.
Well, here's the Bible in basic English first. The Bible in basic English.
That's the basic English.
That's the first one. Then I'll get the common one. All right. So the Bible in basic English says, "So keep my rules and my decisions, which if a man does them, will be life to him. I am the Lord."
Man,
so that's the Bible in basic English.
That's powerful because you know what he's trying to show you? You live by following the Most High, you live in that environment. You prosper when you're following the Father. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm in the laws and I'm living this way, this is where my prosperity is. Nothing in the world is going to bring prosperity to the whole nation. You know? That was for the whole nation. Our prosperity is when we live. Our prosperity is when we keep the commandments, live and walk in the guidance and the direction of the Father. Now you're gonna if you stay in those perimeters, you know what I'm saying? If you stay there, you'll live. When you step out of that, you're gonna die. That's what he's trying to show us, right?
Okay. The common English version says, "Obey them and you will live. I am the Lord." And the good news says, this is good news right here. The Good News Bible says, for Leviticus chapter 18 and verse 5, follow the practices and the laws that I give you, and you will save your life by doing so. I am the Lord. Everybody still there?
Yeah. I was reading something real quick. Check this out, Mashallah. Second Chronicles real quick, right? Chapter 30 and verse 6, Gabar.
Second Chronicles chapter
30 and verse 6.
Verse 6.
7, 6, 7. Don't read out of verse 9, okay?
Second Chronicles chapter 30 and verse 6 reads, so the posts went with the letters from the king and his princes throughout all Israel and Judah.
So this is a letter that went out, right? It's a post. It's a letter that went out from the king, from the princes, to all of Judah, saying what?
And according to the commandment of the king, saying, ye children of Israel, turn again unto the Most High power of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, and he will return to the remnant of you that are escaped out of the land of the kings of Assyria.
So they listen, and then from what? For him to have to send a letter out? I mean, Israel was getting a butt whooped. Was it the northern tribe? You know what I'm saying? Whatever was going on, they were getting cut off, put to death. These are the ones that's left. They escape. He said, "If you're gonna escape out of the hand of the king of Assyria, you got to go back to the father." That's been a constant. It's an example of the suffering that we end up putting ourselves through, because we have departed from the commandments of the Father. We have departed from what is our protection from the rest of the world. It's us.
Go ahead.
No, please. Go ahead.
Here goes the Common English Version. Hezekiah's messengers went everywhere in Israel and Judah with the following letter. People of Israel, now that you have survived the invasion of the Assyrian kings, it is time for you to turn back to the Lord God of our ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, whom our ancestors worshipped, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. If you do this, he will stop being angry. Let's find out that good news. Here goes that good news. Messengers went out at the command of the king and his officials through all Judah and Israel with the following invitation. People of Israel, you have survived the Assyrian conquest of the land. Now return to the Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and he will return to you.
Yeah.
So that's those two versions.
Now read verse 7, Gabar.
Con, Second Chronicles chapter 30 and verse 7 reads, and be not like your fathers and like your brethren, which trespassed against the Most High power of their fathers, who therefore gave them up to desolation, as ye see.
Yeah, don't keep making the same mistake. Don't be like your father, your brothers, who are out here trespassing against the Most High. I was like, we used to and watch other men who have chosen to leave the truth, and I'm trying to be like them. And the Most High, don't be like them. Verse 8.
Now, be ye not stiff-necked as your fathers were, but yield yourselves unto the Most High and enter into his sanctuary, which he hath sanctified forever. Serve the Most High, your power, that the fierceness of his wrath may turn away from you.
Because you better enter into his safety. The safety is in following the Father. That is the environment that we always stay safe. Type. What verse is that? Eight?
That was eight.
Verse nine.
Come on. Second Chronicles chapter 30 and verse 9 reads, "For if you turn again unto the Most High, your brethren and your children shall find compassion before them that lead them captive."
Read that again? You went low.
Con. "For if ye turn again unto the Lord, your brethren and your children shall find compassion before them that lead them captive, so that they shall come again into this land. The Most High, your power, is gracious and merciful and will not turn away his face from you if ye return unto him."
We're still today making the same mistake. We think that our answers, we think that our survival is out here in the world. We put our trust there. And we don't realize that the fact that we put our trust there, the only thing that we've done is turn from the Father. 2:25. Go to 1 Peter real fast. 1 Peter.
Hey, close that door.
Hi. Peter. Chapter 2 and verse 25. Reads, "For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls."
But you know, so I'm looking at this, I'm like, look at what we have to go through just to return, and the loss that we have to deal with just to return to the one guiding your spirit. I'm big trying to guide your spirit. What is that?
That was 1 Peter 25, right.
From there.
1 Peter 2nd chapter, verse 25.
Psalms chapter 1, go to Psalms chapter 95. It's funny. I guess I'm loving going to this, but I'm like, you know, it's crazy. When we young, we out here either working, you know, from going to school. I'm looking at the average young person's mind now. You know what I'm saying? I started in school. I'm going to school. You know what I'm saying? Getting my degree, getting myself ready for the workforce. We've been good on it. So this dude turns out slaves every day. Every day, slaves are turned out. You look at people all day long in their cars going to work, going to work.
Yes,
that's all we know how to do is go to work. That's the one thing we are good at is going to work. We told him Dre that today, Michelle. I was like, man. I said, I've given, some people have given 30 years, 40 years, 50 years. You know, something like that old horse. You get a horse, man, they don't take a horse from the time he was born. And you worked that horse on your field. You rode that horse, did all that. And then after that horse done all this old, you retire the horse. Send him out to pasture, but you never let him go. He stay out there till he die. And that is how we live our lives. We're working. And we get old, they retire us. You know what I'm saying? But I'll let you go. You're going to retire and you're going to die in America. Because this is captivity. Because this is the place. Come on, y'all. This is the place that we put our trust in. We will not come back.
Come on, y'all. Really?
Read that. We at Psalms 95.
Fine. You need to give me the verse, though.
Verse 6.
Psalms chapter 95 and verse 6 reads, O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Most High, our Maker. For he is our power, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand.
He said, we are the people of his pasture, we're the sheep of his hand. Go ahead.
Today, if ye will hear his voice.
Read down to verse 11, bro.
Con, just go to 11.
Read down to verse 11.
Con, harden not your mind or heart as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness when your fathers tempted me. Proved me and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation and said, it is a people that do err in their mind, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest.
I am the shepherd. I'm the one that's here to protect you. I'm the one that's here to guide you. I'm the one to keep you from all the shit out here in the wilderness. But you ain't listening. You won't hear my voice. You've decided that you don't need to go to class. Was that in 11?
That's the end of Psalms 95.
Let me read this real quick.
Yeah.
It's Psalms 95 verse 10. Read that again, Deborah, for me.
Con, Psalms chapter 95 and verse 10 reads, 40 years long was I grieved with this generation and said, it is a people that do err in their mind, and they have not known my ways.
Wow.
Here goes the Common English Version. The Common English Version. Then God got tired of them and said, you never show good sense, and you don't understand what I want you to do.
Damn.
The Good News Bible. 40 years I was disgusted with those people. I said, how disloyal they are. They refuse to obey my commands. And the Good News. That was it. That was the Good News Bible there.
That's crazy.
Hey, you mind me to read this real quick?
Please.
Because this is something I was going over in my class. And this is just kind of, to me, it's fitting in too good. Let's go to James chapter 5, verse 1.
Okay.
All right. One thing I like what you brought up on about in that Leviticus 18. I was going through all the different versions. He said, "We're not supposed to do and live the way the Egyptians did, and we're not supposed to follow the behavior of and the rules of the Canaanites that he's bringing us to." So behind that, and some all the other scriptures that we're supposed to follow our shepherd. We're supposed to follow what the Most High wants. But here he is saying that. We never show good sense. We don't, and we don't follow what he actually wants us to do. So let's go to James chapter 5 and start at verse 1. Gabar, you got me?
Con, I got it. James chapter 5 and verse 1 reads, go to now, ye rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you.
We was in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 22, down. You rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that are going to come upon you. Go ahead.
Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten.
He said that the prosperity of fools is going to destroy them.
Oh,
that
man.
When they think that they are good, that's going to be the destruction because they still refuse to hear the words of the Most High. Let's keep reading.
Son, your gold and silver is tainted, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you.
That here it is. We're thinking like the Egyptians. I'm going to pile up all this money for me for a rainy day. And I'm piling it up. And I'm piling up so much, it's starting to rust.
Wow.
Because I got to make sure I'm being wise. I got to make sure I'm being, and the mother says, you thinking like that is not good sense.
Right.
You putting all those schemes together is stupid. It's
right.
Foolish to the Most High. That you pile all this up and it's gathering rust. Verse 3 again.
Your gold and silver is tankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. Ye have heaped treasure together for the last days.
Because that's your wisdom now. It's not doing what the Most High, actually following his way, but now I've got this scheme. I've got this plan. Verse 4.
Con. James chapter 5 and verse 4 reads, behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud.
Because I got to make sure I got my money for the last days. I got to make sure I'm going to be straight. So
yeah.
I'm going to keep back your money by fraud. Go ahead.
And crying.
And now the laborers are crying.
Right.
Go ahead.
And the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Most High of the Sabbath.
Brother, that's bad.
Ye have lived in pleasure on the earth and been wanting. Ye have nourished your minds as in the day of slaughter.
That everything's all good. That look at how much I got. Reading on, verse 6.
You set yourself up for failure.
But now it looks all good because I've got enough stacked up that if I have a rainy day or something's going wrong, look at how much I'm stacked up. And
right.
Even though by any means necessary, by fraud, by whatever, I'm using wisdom. But the mother said, you ain't using no good sense. Verse 6.
Son,
that's bad.
Ye have condemned and killed the just.
Now, the ones that was working for you, you killed them. Yeah, but evil to say about them. Go ahead.
And he doth not resist you.
And the just ain't even fight you. They don't even fight you. Like, you know what? So you just going to do all that? That you're doing all this fraud? And you really think you're getting over? All right. Verse 7.
Son, be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord.
So now, the ones that are being defrauded?
Yeah, man.
Because they're part of the Most High. Be patient, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Go ahead.
Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth and hath long patience for it until he receive the early and latter rain.
Read on.
Be ye also patient. Establish your minds, for the coming of the Lord draweth not.
Verse 9.
Grudge not one against another, brethren.
So you got this brother or got this people who are getting things done by fraud? It says don't grudge with them. Don't even argue with them. Grudge not one against another. Go ahead, brethren. Read.
Lest ye be condemned.
Oh, the Most High will get on you. Go ahead.
Behold, the judge standeth before the door.
Reading on.
Take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Most High for an example of suffering affliction and of patience.
We better be looking at the prophets and not looking at the Egyptians or the Canaanites. Not looking at how they do in America.
Yeah, man.
We better look at that shit. Verse 11.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, brother Mark.
No, Masada, keep it beautiful.
Verse 11.
Behold, we count the happy, which is yours.
Can't hear you no more. Can't hear you no more.
He's breaking up.
James chapter 5, verse 11 reads, behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job and have seen the end of the Lord.
Wow.
That the Lord is very pitiful and tender and of tender mercy.
Verse 12.
But above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by earth, neither by any other oath. But let your yea be yea, and your nay be nay, lest ye fall into condemnation.
And the way I receive verse 12 is, when a man is getting so mad because he's being defrauded, that he I swear to God, if you don't have this by this time,
yeah.
I swear to God I'm going to do something. I swear on my kids. I swear on my mama. I swear on the grave of my grandfather. If I don't, if this MF don't get mine by this time,
No.
You better fall back.
Yeah, man.
You better use good. You better use the Most High's good sense.
God.
So I just want to bring out that reminds me, because I've been going over this in classes. I'm sorry, but go ahead.
No, I was just going to add to that. That's what we do. We tempt the Father because now, if you ain't coming in the pace I want you to, in the time I want you to, I got to take matters in my own hands. I got to go do. I'm going to go talk to this person over here. I'm going to go over here now, and I'm going to make it work on my own. You know, this, honestly, I'm looking at when it's been the path and these trucks and everything else going on. I'm the Most I show me every day. You can't put your trust here. You can't put your trust here. These are your enemies. Because, you know, every time there's a problem, guess who pays? I do. Every time there's an issue, guess who pays? I do. And tell me one time that these people had my back, they don't. I'm expendable. Every day I'm shown that I am expendable. The only place that I can stand or have a chance, the only person who's ever had my back is the Most High. Because if I'm not doing exactly what they want, there's no loyalty to me. That's all of us in this world. Yeah?
No doubt. Con.
Please, finish your point. I just had to say that.
No. Just put it all together. Like this. This is some of the classes I've been going over as we're going over this right now about how long you simple, you can love simplicity. You think you got the scheme. You think you got the plan. You ain't really following the Most High, but you really think you got it going on. And when the Most High be trying to warn you, there's all type of classes. I'm just not just going to say blog talk. There's YouTube classes. There's class everywhere where the Most High is telling us what we're supposed to be listening to or giving us his words. But a lot of times I ain't trying to hear that because I got my own scheme. I'm not trying to hear that because I got my own plan, because my plan is based on when in America, do as Americans do.
Yeah.
That we have to use this type of wisdom because, you know what, this is how America does it. This is how this is done. This is how that's done. So I'm going to listen to that, and I'm going to do it this way. But for everything we're going over, it was like what we had just read where it says, we don't show good common sense to the Most High.
Right.
He said, you're not using good sense. But a lot of times we think we are using good sense. I'm stacking for that rainy day. I'm putting this aside for now. And no matter how I get it, like you said, I'm not going to listen to class. If it's YouTube, I ain't going to go to class. I'm not hearing that because I got to stack mine. I got to stack mine for a rainy day. I got to make sure that me and mine are going to be good. So, but if I go to class or I listen to somebody else's class, then the words of the Most High are going to be like, no, you're doing wrong. And I'm not trying to hear that. That shit.
But
how is that going to take care of me?
God, and then you look at it. Bro, let me read this to the out of that what's saying, man. I'm going to read this. Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 20 and 21, right? Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 20 says, hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. There are many devices in a man's heart or in a man's mind. Nevertheless, to the Lord that shall stand.
Time. Uh-oh, damn, already?
Yeah, man, you know it get good. You know, every time it get good, man, she got to come on talking. So, you know, we are going to keep everybody, man. I mean, we really poured a lot in. And right, the water, that really was an eye-opener, right, to be able to show what that we're fools. If we don't, at this point, and this late in the game, right, focus on serving the Most High. This place is going to burn. And the worst thing that we could do is be destroyed right along with it, because I followed stupidity. So with that, we're going to go ahead and go on out and say shalom.
Hear, O Israel, Yahweh our power, Yahweh is one.